This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
I'm sitting here with Kevin Haar, Chief Executive Officer, and Sam Sherrington, VP of Product Management and Marketing of Apistry. Kevin, could you introduce us to Apistry? What does your company do?
Thank you. Now, Apistry is a company that provides a product that we refer to as an enterprise application fabric. And what we mean by an enterprise application fabric is a grid-like, lightweight services container that creates an execution environment for Java, C, C++, .NET. And today at the show here at JavaOne, we're announcing our Spring support, which I think is a next generation for us and a lot of the simplicity and ease of use for building scalable and reliable systems for our customers.
When we were talking a few minutes ago, you mentioned that a developer can take an existing application and essentially use your fabric to scale the application to a very large number of commodity hardware pieces. To what extent does a developer have to think about scaling an application when they use your solution?
We want to make it so the developer doesn't have to think about scalability and reliability at all, but rather is able to inherit both of those characteristics from the fabric. So with our Spring support, we allow developers to take Spring applications, deploy them into a fabric. First off, develop them as if they're to be run on a single machine, and then deploy them into a fabric, which could consist of tens or hundreds of machines, and transparently scale their applications across that fabric. We're able to do that because the Spring externalizes a lot of the metadata and configuration, and our fabric is able to infer what it needs to provide that scale and reliability. For languages like .NET and C++, in the .NET case in particular, we'd allow developers to use annotations and source level metadata to accomplish the same things.
You mentioned that in the case of Spring, there is really not a lot the developer has to do, but how about some other applications, like a Tomcat-based application? Is it a set of annotations that they would have to use? Is that all?
Our focus is really on allowing developers to scale out the middle tier of an application. So the application areas that people typically would deploy a product to help them scale out are things like high-volume data processing, extreme transaction processing, real-time analytics, predictive analytics, things like that. You know, they would still have an existing web tier, for example, and then call into the middle tier that's running on the fabric. And that's we'd allow them to scale that out, you know, via Spring, for example.
How does your solution compare to virtualization solutions that virtualize the level of the virtual machine, like Terracottas, or those that take the data and distribute that across a large number of cluster nodes like TangoSols, or those that take a container-based approach and essentially package the whole enchilada the application requires? Well, how would you compare to those solutions?
Right. I think, you know, relative to the different approaches out there, you know, our approach tends to be considered a more comprehensive one because we have the traditional application virtualization piece will do the load balancing across many instances of the application, will do workload management to ensure application work is prioritized correctly. But we also have the distributed cache, the data grid capability through a feature we call Fabric Accessible Memory, or FAM, a la RAM. And so we offer both of these to the developer. You know, one of the things that the product is very good at is it offers really two distinct notions of state. There's the explicit state that a developer might access through a distributed cache, but there's also the implicit state that is really a byproduct of the way the application is structured. And it's that implicit state that the fabric uses to provide the software-based fault tolerance. So because that state information is propagated out to multiple machines in the fabric, if a machine dies, the fabric is able to continue that work uninterrupted someplace else. So, you know, the developer is not thinking about, you know, just like the developer doesn't think about scale, the developer doesn't think about reliability and fault tolerance as well.
So I had a question, which was, I find it hard to believe that I can actually write something and not think about scalability and still get it. But is it more that I mean, you were talking about annotation, so actually maybe I have to think about it a little bit, but I don't have to do it myself. What are in those annotations?
Yeah, I think in some ways that's a fair comment. The annotations are basically a way for the application to, or basically a way for the fabric to marshal state information in and out of the application tasks, the application components. In the case of Spring, where there's enough metadata around the application in the Spring configuration, the Spring XML, the fabric's able to infer all that, so there's no extra work. That's why we're so excited about the Spring stuff, about our support for Spring, is that Spring, you know, in simplifying the development process and doing inversion of control and externalizing configuration, it gives us everything we need to provide the scalability without the developer having to do anything.
Okay, so basically what it is that I have when I'm developing my app, I kind of have this picture of an application that's monolithic. Mm-hmm. And that's much simpler for me to grok and think about and do, and then get it working. And then the idea is that when it's deployed, it actually could have, it's not necessarily monolithic, and somehow everything still works because what you replicate is, obviously the code is replicated on different servers, and then the state is somehow at runtime also replicated such that if one of these crashes, then another one could just take over. So
exactly.
One of the things you said that I thought was interesting was that a lot of HA was about new work coming in getting to a good server. So a load balancer at the front would notice that this server here crashed and won't send any more requests to it. But things that were on that server kind of got killed in the middle.
Yeah.
Whereas for you guys, what you're saying is you not just only promise that, but also that if something gets started, it will get finished.
So work gets done.
Right. Okay. Could you say a little something about that?
Yeah, that's what we call application level fault tolerance. And it is truly that. It's based on the propagation of the state information, and the developer doesn't have to think about this. The developer doesn't have to think about, you know, all the different fallback conditions that happen if a machine fails or something doesn't happen. They think about, you know, the business logic that the problem they're trying to solve. That's really what we're trying to enable, as a developer, to think about the problem that they're trying to solve and not think about the scaffolding and the cruft and the distributed computing goo that, you know, has to happen in traditional frameworks.
Okay.
We see that particularly as people move more and more to SOA, and they move to those architectures where people have service requests where, you know, those service requests may be in part of a serial flow that's very, very complex, and any one particular service that might fail can ruin a major, major amount of work. And so for us, we think the market's more and more going to move toward needing an absolutely reliable execution environment as a services execution container. And so I think one of the things that we get and deliver with .NET and Spring and other languages ends up being a place where those service requests, once they land, you know they're going to execute. You know they're going to be serviced, whether hardware failures occur underneath or not.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great. Thank you.